What we're going to do right here is go back.
Hello, this is 2NURFM's On This Day. I'm Kev Calloway. Born on this day, American seismologist Charles Richter. American singer Bobby Rydell. American singer and entertainer Carol Burnett.
You pick up this little bell and you ring it and you say, sorry.
Australian fashion designer Prue Acton. Australian V8 motor car race driver Dick Johnson. Chinese actor Jet Li. US actor Channing Tatum. And American guitarist Duane Eddy. Making history, April 26, 1607, Captain James Smith lands at Cape Henry, Virginia, with the first group of colonists to establish a permanent English settlement in America. 1865, John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln, is killed by troops near Bowling Green, West Virginia. 1890, Banjo Patterson's Man from Snowy River is first published in the Bulletin magazine. 1923 saw the marriage of Lady Elizabeth Lyon to the Duke of York in Westminster Abbey, the first royal wedding there since 1383. 1939, newly elected Prime Minister Robert Menzies made his first speech on radio, proclaiming himself as Australia's 16th Prime Minister. 1976, British comic actor Sid James died of a heart attack at the age of 70. 1984 saw the passing in Florida of American pianist and bandleader Count Basie. 1985, in only his seventh professional bout, Jeff Fenwick won his first World Bantamweight Championship, defeating Japan's Satoshi Shingaki. 1986, in the world's first nuclear accident, a Soviet nuclear plant near Chernobyl in the Ukraine exploded, releasing dangerous radiation into the air across Europe.
An accident has occurred at the Chernobyl atomic power plant as one of the atomic reactors was damaged. Measures are being undertaken to eliminate the consequences of the accident. Aid is being given to those affected. A government commission has been set up.
1989, American comedian Lucille Ball passed away at the age of 77. 1991, around 140,000 people are killed as a cyclone devastates the Bay of Bengal region of Bangladesh and India. 1994, more than 22 million South Africans turned out to vote Nelson Mandela as head of the new anti-apartheid coalition government. And finally born today, April 26, 1945, American musician-songwriter Gary Wright. I'm Kev Calloway. This is 2NURFM's On This Day.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today. Leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high through the starry skies, maybe to an astral plane. Cross the highways of fantasy. Help me to forget today. Meet me on the other side.
dream.